We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Southern Market was built in 1888 as a farmer's market and resides in the southeastern quadrant of Lancaster City. And with its central bar and coffee shop, Southern Market is more than just a place to grab a drink. It's a social epicenter where locals and visitors alike come together to unwind and connect over a cup of joe or a refreshing beverage. And today on The Spark, we have with us the community relations manager, Chris Ballantine, to discuss how this unique space was created and what lies ahead. And I want to thank Chris for joining us on The Spark today. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Marquise. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. So let's jump right into it. What exactly is Southern Market?
that's a great question. And I appreciate that you gave some historical context. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, as you mentioned, it was designed and built in 1883. Fun fact, it was designed by one of Lancaster's most renowned architects, C. Emlyn Urban. And I tell people that he was only 23 when he designed it. And
wow.
He was 25 when it went up. And it went up in 5 months. And as you mentioned, it started as a farmer's market and operated that way for about 100 years. So the cool thing about Southern Market is that food was the reason that it was built. And then food is the reason today that, you know, has our community come together and gather in so many ways. Mm. Not in the same way that it started, but in a really cool way that meets today's community.
Now, before it transitioned over to what we see today inside Southern Market, what was it before that?
Yeah, so for the first 100 years, it operated as a farmer's market, very much like our own Central Market.
Mm-hmm.
It was around the mid-1980s that I think participation, you know, just foot traffic, it dwindled to the point that the city council at the time decided to move away from it as a farmer's market. So it ceased operations as a farmer's market. And then that's when the businesses moved in. So the Lancaster County Chamber of Commerce moved in. That was one of the biggest businesses that was there, assets was there, as well as a bunch of other offices and suites and things. And also City Council Chambers was also listed there. And it wasn't until, I think it was around 2013, 2014, that some of the business started moving out. You know, the chamber considered, you know, do we purchase the building? But they instead decided to go and seek a different option. So Lancaster City Alliance had done a study in the city of Lancaster around 2013, 2015, where they were identifying underutilized buildings as well as intersections. And so both the intersection of West Vine and South Queen Street, as well as the building itself, Southern Market, were identified as underutilized. So that prompted the city to put out an RFP, you know, request for proposal, like, you know, if we were to sell this to someone or an entity, what would they do with it? And that's when Lancaster Equity had submitted a proposal that included a small business culinary business incubator, much kind of like what you're seeing today at the food hall. That was in their proposal. And so the city of Lancaster took that bid, and that was the winning proposal. And so Lancaster Equity bought the building from the city of Lancaster. And so as Willow Valley Communities was identifying its soon to be city location for its expansion of its, you know, retirement communities, and identified the L&P building across the street, Future Site of Mosaic. It heard about what was happening in Southern Market and then joined as a collaborative partner. So it took up development and operations and continues to do daily operations to this day. And actually it was the Willow Valley Development Corp that actually oversaw the revitalization of Southern Market. Mm-hmm. Willow Valley Communities does maintain daily operations.
Now, how long did this process take? Because I remember being in Lancaster and not really knowing what that building was until I participated with the big social pitch and with assets and saw the inside of that building. So when they decided to make this shift into what we see now, exactly how long did that take? What did that timetable look like?
Yeah, I think, you know, and you figure, so Lancaster Equity bought the building, I think it was like late 2018, if not 2019. Mm. And then, you know, the world shuts down. So I think when you factor in COVID, I think the revitalization took maybe 9 to 12 months, give or take, you know, a couple months there. So, yeah, about 9 to 12 months, the doors opened for the transformed Southern Market January 27th of 2022.
Wow.
So we just celebrated 2 years. Yes. This January. A great deal like revitalization went into it. There was a lot of inspiration. You know, our team looked at food halls across the country. You know, there's one particular curator of food halls that we kind of looked at as, you know, kind of a model to envision as we were considering, you know, how to best modernize Southern Market. And that's why it has like this great, like cool, casual, but industrial feel to it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, ironclad gates and it's got a really cool like feel to it. But yeah, I mean, it went from being that open floor plan, you know, for the first 100 years as a farmer's market to then, I mean, it was kind of chopped up with different offices and different suites, again, city council chambers, you know, for 35 years. And then we really opened it back up. So you get to see the beautiful architecture of the barrel roof. You know, there's a mezzanine. So the first floor is the food hall where there's 10, vendor stands that surround Bar 1888, which is the bar that's in the center, named for the year that the building had been created, as well as, you know, there's a coffee shop in the front and then a pizzeria, as well as now Filthy Good, which is like an Asian Mexican fusion. And there's also like two community spaces on the first floor further in the back behind the food hall. There's a cool commissary kitchen where all the vendors have to do the majority of the cooking. Mm. So there's this great sense of community. They've got their own, you know, dry storage spaces, walk-in freezer spaces. They have to share the hotline. So, you know, they got to figure out how to make things work. So it's really cool. But the second floor, you know, when you walk in into the food hall, you can look up and see office spaces. And so there's private office spaces for, you know, everything from nonprofit organizations, small, you know, LLC, sole proprietor businesses. So it's got a great mix of both food at the center of it, but then, you know, places for people to gather, to meet, to work and operate. So, I mean, it's this really cool design.
Mm. So can you tell us the process, what went behind the food hall? Because that is very, very unique. And my next set of questions will focus around the food hall and how you chose the vendors and such. But first, just that design of it with the different vendors, how did you all land on that?
Well, again, I think that was something that was proposed in the proposal that Lancaster Equity had put forward. But the idea really of, you know, recognizing the rich history and the culture, the differing cultures that we have in our own city, you know, and food is a great source of it. When you look around the city of Lancaster, you know, just outside of Southern Market for a second, there are so many different cuisines to enjoy. And then I think Southern Market does a great job of like kind of capturing and exemplifying that all in one space. And so there are 10 spaces for each of the differing 10 vendors. And really like part of that process was just kind of looking around at, you know, the communities in our neighborhoods and, you know, across the city. And then also putting out there, like, this is an opportunity for, you know, depending on the varying degrees, you know, we have some people that had never stepped into a commercial kitchen, but then that's where that idea of community really works, where those who have either done larger catering or overseen larger commercial kitchens, you know, like there's an opportunity to kind of learn and grow from each other. And so part of the idea was to have it reflect, you know, the rich culture, the delicious cuisines within the city of Lancaster. We wanted to make sure that there weren't any ways that there was duplication, right? Because you don't want someone to come in who's trying to start and grow a business, and then there's like a competitor like right across the food hall. So I wanted to make sure that each vendor was able to offer their own distinct cuisine without fearing or feeling as though there was like direct competition within the building. So, you know, right now we've got from North Vietnamese casual style pho to, you know, soul food. You know, we've got Middle Eastern, 4E's Latin cuisine, which I think is based out of like the Dominican Republic. We've got sushi, all types of things. And again, all kind of centered around the bar. So you can get everything from craft cocktails to, you know, I think there's PA beer and there's wines on tap. So, I mean, it's just a great offering, including like, you know, classic style pizza, Detroit style pizza, which is fantastic. I mean, all the food in there is just amazing. So it really kind of wanted to make sure that it represented, you know, the cultures that are within our community, but then also just making sure that there was like a vast array of things to choose. And the great thing is there's truly something for everyone. You know, I've seen everyone from families with small kids to, you know, our veteran seniors across the community, just kind of really enjoying everything.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I really enjoy. I have a wife and two kids, and sometimes we can't land on what we want for dinner, and sometimes I'm just like, you know what, we're going to go to Southern Market and everybody choose, you know, and sometimes the kids got creative with this. They would mix and go to different vendors and just instead of just sticking with one food vendor, which I then end up copying them. So with your food vendors and your cooks, how was that selection process? You said that you didn't want to duplicate. Was there a set of skills that they had to have prior to that? Can you tell us what that selection process was like?
Yeah, sure. So very in the beginning, as we were, you know, kind of finalizing the transformation inside the building, you know, the Southern Market website was set up just to kind of give information as well as to accept information. So anyone who might have been interested in office space, but especially those who are interested in potentially becoming a vendor. And even to this day, if you're interested, you can go to southernmarketlancaster.com and inquire about office spaces, or if you've got an idea or an existing business for the vendors. So we set that up, and then we got a ton of, you know, information and just inquiry, people like really interested in wanting to learn more. And so, you know, in the very beginning, we walked people around, kind of showed them both like the soon to be designated vendor spaces out on the food hall, as well as like walking them back into the commissary kitchen, just so they got an idea of how things were set up. And so I think a lot of them had already had like their Safe Serve certifications. Mm. You know, they had already, some of them in some ways, when I think about Bushra with Flavors of Morocco, she had already been catering out of her home and had also, I think, enlisted in, there was another smaller market that was on Fruitvale Pike that, you know, had only been around for a year and a half. So she had already done that. So this was a great fit for her to bring Flavors of Morocco into Southern Market. And so, again, she had already had that experience. Where, you know, some of the other vendors, you know, especially in the early, there was one in particular that was pretty early, had never stepped into a commercial kitchen, but had this idea. I think a lot of them had also gone through Assets, had like a business incubator idea. So they had already had, you know, some of the guidance that Assets provides with like, hey, we know you have an idea. Let's talk about it and see how they make this work. And that was an important part, I should mention, too, with the collaborative partnership. So Lancaster Equity specifically tapped Assets, who again had been in Southern Market. Mm-hmm. So they left temporarily as the building was under revitalization, but then they returned as an anchor tenant. They're on the second floor, so still have their walk-in capabilities as well as you can make appointments. But it was important that they came back to Southern Market because of the ongoing relationship that they would have with the vendors, both those who are there today and those who are, you know, coming in. So that way that as they, you know, think about their business and they think about scaling, you know, Assets is right there with them. So that was an important piece to come back to. But anyway, we have this waiting list of people who are constantly presenting ideas for their businesses. And it's just a matter of like, do we have an opening? And if we do, like, does this business fit in a way that it doesn't duplicate or compete with someone else, but offer something that we don't currently have? And that would be like, a great offering for, you know, all of us who, you know, love going to Southern Market. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I think I did.
Yes, indeed. And I'll tell you this, Chris, all this talk about food over over lunchtime right now is making me hungry. So I wanted to talk about your relationship with Lancaster Equity, because you brought that up a couple times, and I did not want to overshadow that. So, Chris, how does the partnership with Lancaster Equity contribute to the mission of Southern Market?
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I think when you look at the food hall and you look at, like, you know, the members of our communities who have, like, been able to come in and bring businesses and start businesses there, you know, I think that's reflective of that partnership. You know, it was important that, you know, especially in the beginning, you know, as we were identifying the first handful of vendors, that there, you know, there's a great deal of collaboration. And again, with assets being like the anchor tenant, oftentimes it would be Lancaster Equity, members of Willow Valley Communities, and assets, you know, kind of looking over some of these components as far as like, hey, who are we looking at to come in? What guidance can be provided, as well as, you know, like, what is someone's journey here? And so when you look at that collaborative partnership, I think that when you look at the food hall, like, it's kind of at the center of that, you know, in the ways that the food hall vendors are, you know, come in and, you know, really kind of like either just starting or, you know, it's kind of like the next phase of where their business is going. Like, I think that, you know, the ways that the three entities have come together to do that has been really helpful and successful. And, you know, I should mention, you know, we've had two success stories, you know, one within 6 months. You know, there was a vendor who had been at Southern Market from the beginning, and then within 6 months, they had moved their operations to a brick and mortar location.
Wow.
You know, Owen Harrisburg Pike, that's Savoy Truffle. And I think it's Savoy Truffle and Sandwiches now. And then we've got Butter and Bean, which is remains the coffee shop within Southern Market, but they last year opened a second location at Tanger. And so, wow, you know, here we have two businesses that have chosen to, like, to scale up their operations, take it up to the next level. And not to say that's for everyone, but it's really for each vendor to determine, you know, and it could just be within Southern Market. One of the great things I should mention too is, like, so we've got community spaces, you know, event spaces that can be utilized for personal celebrations, whether birthday parties or bridal showers, or like a business could come in and do team building or whatever. But the great thing is we offer catering, and all catering is done in-house in support of the vendors who are there. And so you could pick one vendor, or you could pick a combination of vendors any way you want to kind of satisfy whatever your catering needs are. And that's just an extension of, like, the business model. So, yeah, it's those types of ideas when you come together collaboratively that, you know, really seem to benefit the community.
Yes, and was all of this intentional? Because I'm seeing how all of this is threading together. Was this intentional, or did it just so happen like this?
Yeah, no, it was a great deal of intention. You know, I think a truly ambitious goal for Southern Market was that it become like a community hub. And it really has become that. I think with the different offerings, you know, again, which to your point, it's very intentional. The second floor to be, you know, have that mezzanine opening where, you know, you can see the beautiful architecture of the building, but the second floor is specifically private offices. Those office tenants have 24 access to their office. They can come and go as they like, but having, you know, built-in offices with, like, people who work there, like, that's additional patronage that would happen within the food hall.
Yeah.
Having community spaces, again, making sure that they're cost accessible. You want to make sure that anybody can utilize those spaces, and they're truly beautiful. Like, the largest one is all the way in the back of the building on the first floor, and it's got a lot of natural light that spills in, two monitors up on the screen. I mean, so it's just a beautiful space in any way that someone wants to decorate it for a celebration or, again, a business, you know, activity. It's just great to have that space right there. Not, it's like one Southern Market is one block away from the center of Lancaster City. And then to have a catering that's built in with, you know, when you count them, there's 10 food stands around Bar 1888. But then when you also factor in the coffee shop, the pizzeria, and then, like, Filthy Good, that's 13 different offerings that you have to choose from for catering. So it's with a great deal of intention that this project has come to fruition and has been so successful today.
So then what is next for Southern Market? Are there other vendors coming? What can we expect in the spring as well as the summer?
Yeah, so I mean, currently right now we have a full roster. I think there's one open stand, and we're looking, I think we've already identified and in talks with the vendor. So I don't want to, like, I'll tease that. Something else is coming.
All right.
But from that point on, it'll be a pretty full house. You know, for Southern Market, like, it's been great for us in the ways that we've really put things in place to gather the community. In addition to the food, you know, there's trivia that happens every Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. And then on Thursdays, there's trivioki. So that's music-based trivia followed by karaoke, which is always a blast too. And then on Fridays, there's some sort of live entertainment. Sometimes it's a band, sometimes it's a DJ. And so, you know, we've really seen success over the past 2 years. To sometimes you walk in and the place is packed. You really can't almost even find a seat. And again, that type of patronage is great for everything from the bar to every single vendor. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see people gather. We've been doing, you know, community events. I think there was like a, I don't want to like misinterpret it, but like a mystery thing that was done a couple months ago. Like, I'm always kind of looking at sponsorship opportunities. We've had Red Rose Film last year.
Wow.
They hosted some of the screenings at Southern Market. You know, Lancaster, Leadership Lancaster hosted their 40th gala there last year. So, I mean, this has really become a great space for people to come, to gather, to enjoy, and to celebrate.
Chris, I want to thank you for coming on to Spark today and giving us a inside look into Southern Market. This may be the most important question here. When are you all open?
That is a very good question. So we're open currently every Wednesday through Sunday. And so the coffee shop Butter and Bean has a little bit of a different schedule. So they're typically open, I think that's 7:30, 8 a.m. Wednesday through Sunday. And then the food hall opens at 11:30 a.m. So we realized when we first started that you know, people wanted to be there for lunch, and we had it at 12, but with lines showing up. But like, let's knock this back. So it's 11:30 a.m. That the food hall opens, and typically runs till about 9 o'clock. But Bar 188 stays open much later till about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, depending on like the activities like trivioki and things like that. But yeah, it's Wednesday through Sunday. And if you want greater details about any of the vendors, times, events, go to southernmarketlancaster.com or check out our Instagram page or Facebook page.
And again, that is the Community Relations Manager, Chris Ballantine. Chris, I thank you and appreciate you for coming on the Spark today and giving us this inside look. Thank you.
Much appreciated, Marquise. Thank you so much, man.